What book can prognosticate concerning of our kingdom's fate? I think myself to be as wise as most that gazes in the skies. My skill goes beyond the depths of pond or rivers in the greatest rain, by which I can tell all things will be well. Now the king enjoys his own again. There's neither swallow, dove, nor dade can soar more high nor deeper wade. To give you a reason from the stars what causeth peace or civil wars, the man in the moon may wear out his shoon in cunning after Charles his wane, and all to no end, for the times they will mend. Now the king enjoys his own again. Though for a time you saw a white hall with cobwebs hanging on the wall, instead of silk and silver brave as formerly it used to have, in every room the sweet perfume delightful for a princely train, the which you may see. Now the time it shall be that the king has come home in peace again. Full 40 years the royal crown hath been his father's and his own, and is there any more than be hath right unto that sovereignty? Then who better may the scepter sway than he that hath such rights to reign? The hopes of our peace for the wars will cease, now the king has come home in peace again. Till when Ararat upon thy hill my hopes did cast her anchor still, until I saw some peaceful dove bring home that branch which dear I love. Till then I did wait the waters abate which most disturbed my troubled brain, and never did rejoice till I did hear the voice that the king enjoys his own again. Oxford and Cambridge still agree, crowned with honor and dignity. Learned men shall now take place, Tubmen be silenced with disgrace, for they shall know 'twas but an outward show that they so long disturbed their brain. So I can tell that all things will be well, now the king has come home in peace again. Church government shall settle be, and then I hope we shall agree. Without their helps, whose harebrained zeal hath long disturbed the common weal, green's out of date, and the cobbler doth pray of whimsies that disturbed his brain, the which you shall see when the time it shall be. Now the king enjoys his own again. Though many men are much in debt, and divers shops are to be let, a golden time is drawing near, men shall want shops for their ware. All trade shall increase by the means of a peace, the which ere long we shall obtain, for which I can tell all things will be well, now the king enjoys his own again. Maidens shall enjoy their mates, and honest men their lost estates. Women shall have what they do lack, their husbands are a-coming back. When the walls have an end, then I and my friend a subject's freedom shall obtain. For this I can tell, all things will be well, now the king enjoys his own again. People shall walk without any fear about the country everywhere. Thieves shall tremble at the law, and justice keep them all in awe. Papers shall fly with a trumpery, and then a fig for Rome and Spain. the which you shall see when the time it shall be. Now the king is come home in peace again. The parliament most willing be that all the world may plainly see. Nor they do labor still for peace that all these bloody wars may cease. For they will spend their lives to defend the king in all his rights to reign. So I can tell all things will be well now the king enjoys his own again. When all these things to pass shall come, then farewell musket, pike, and drum. The lamb shall with the lion feed, that were a happy time indeed. Oh, let all pray that we may see the day that peace may govern Charles his wane. For then I can tell all things will be well, now the king enjoys his own again.